What a game of football it was. You know, we talk about all these new rules changes coming on. If you had seen this game today, you would say you don't need any, because it was an absolutely phenomenal game of football. And the end game, a lot of guts shown from both teams. And from a neutral perspective, now talking to some of the four Masters ones after it, they were certainly both camps and both sets of supporters were in the edge of their seats. But a brilliant game, of course, for Masters coming into this, you know, as big favourites after huge ones over Sean McCulls in the quarterfinal and over Leif Connell in the semi, whereas the Glensfoy team had got the better of Clermont in the quarter. And a tight game with Gidoa last week coming into the final, of course. Glensfoy had beaten Four Masters in an earlier group game. The Four Masters were missing a few of the main men, and they hit the ground running early today, 4-0 up. They had a bit of a breeze in that opening quarter, and they were 4-1 to the good that angle day, chipping in with a score for at that point for Glensfoy. It was the Shannon Carr with marks and frees, a Conor Reid point from play, had put them 4-1 up, and very much in control, which continued to Le Carr then. He got in the act, and really it was all Four Masters controlling the game, and they were 6-3 up with them when the first goal of the game landed. That was Conor Gallagher and McCall rattling the back of the net to put them 1-6-3 up, and there was only minutes remaining in the half at that point, Kane, and you really felt this was going to be a tough game for Glensfoy. But there's one thing Glensfoy showed today, and it was a tremendous amount of heart and courage in this match, and they had two goals in the closing minutes of that first half. The first one was an absolute ripper from Park Devine from distance, hitting the roof of the net after a great hold-up play. And then Reid Kelly, who looked like he was maybe going to chip the ball over the bar, but it just stepped in, that bit of breeze, maybe catching it over Lewis McCaughan into the Four Masters net. And amazingly, at half time, it was level. It was 1-6 to 2-3. A huge swing in the match. And the second half, there was early freeze traded by both sides. And then Glensfoy had a purple patch, you know, a couple of tinny frees and a Mark Bonner score. Actually put them 2-7 to 1-7 up. And it was looking really good. And again, testing this Four Masters team, you know, there's no doubt in the talent, the composure, how they were set up defensively, their strengths and their ability on the ball. But this was a test now of character for them, and they responded. And Daniel McGinty, massive score from them coming up from corner back to stem the tide. And then they had another 3 points in a row after that. Callum McCray, Conor Reid coming in, and Gallagher McCall, then he chipped in as well to age him a point up before Reid Kelly responded to level up the game again. And, you know, subs were coming on the pitch, and one of them was Conor Meehan. You know, maybe unlucky not to start. He had a big impact in that second half. He had a score from play and then a free, and was causing a lot of problems in the Glensfoy defence. Shane Tinney then got a score back for the Glensfoy men, Senna Carr with a free. And at that point, they were a couple of scores ahead. Glensfoy coming, maybe looking for a goal. There was a couple of goal chances at the other end. Big Tiernan, McBride rattling the crossbar and what would have been a sealer. But you always thought maybe there'd be another twist in the tail, maybe another Glensfoy goal. But it was Senna Connolly at the last opportunity of the game, hitting the left foot curling point to put Four Masters 3 up, and probably deservedly won the match. They probably played the better football, but you'd have to say the amount of guts and courage showed by Glensfoy, of course, former Donegal star and All-Ireland winner Neil Keller was in charge of them. They never give up, and their supporters can go home, I suppose, with a lot of pride. But, you know, from the Donegal club perspective, it's Four Masters again. They seem to be attached to every competition underage that's going, and they're under 21 champs again, Kieran, and there's only two of the players that are overage for the competition next year. So I'd say they're going back to the Diamond Donegal Town with that under 21 trophy. Brilliant performance for them. I got interviews with a few of the players and a couple of their management, and with ex 92 legend as well in there, Joyce McMullen. That'll all be going up on the site soon, Kieran. But for today, as I say, the Four Masters men, they come out on top by those 3 points, beating the Glensfoy men 1-15 to 2-9.